This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Young Tracks Preschool and Child Care Center in Stemo Springs is closed. There's a sign on the front door. The Colorado Department of Early Childhood has ordered the closure of the preschool. The order of summary suspension lists allegations of a staff member hitting and pinching and scratching children, shaking children, hitting their heads on the wall and laying on top of them, and more. Staff member Alma Amparan Montez was arrested and charged with 3 counts of child abuse, negligently causing bodily injury. The order also alleges that the director of Young Tracks knew about the child abuse allegations and failed to report them. It says this could have been happening for 1 to 2 years, and there's more than one victim. The state report says Young Tracks had 78 children from 2 months to 7 years old at the facility. The Rock County Department of Human Services is helping through first impressions of Rock County to find placement for those children who were at Young Tracks. Preliminary plans or proposed parcels have been released for the Craig Business Park. It covers 25 acres along the Union Pacific Rail Line and First Street in Craig. A grant for just over $1 million was awarded to the city of Craig to purchase the property for a new business and industrial park through the Office of Just Transition. A second grant of $2.5 million was awarded for infrastructure. Craig City Manager Peter Brixia says the final plan should accommodate various types of businesses, including some that could have rail access. You can meet the 4 finalists for Steamboat Springs City Manager at 6 o'clock tonight at the new City Hall building. They are Michael Bouchard with the Office of National Western Center, Larry Dorr from Westminster, Michael Kovacs from Texas, and Tom Leeson, who is the interim city manager right now. The Yampa Valley Airport Commission is having a meeting tonight at 6. Wild Horse Cinema and Arts reopens today after a couple of weeks of cleaning and some renovations to the theater. A list of movies are playing tonight, including Captain America on pre-release. The theater is now owned and run by the nonprofit Undiscovered Earth. Danny McKinley is the executive director.
It has been a huge undertaking. So in just 10 days, we've replaced all the carpets, we painted, we did a deep clean of the facilities, we had donations of furniture and artwork, so we totally reconfigured the lobby. So it's now a space where the community can come in, they can hang out, have a drink, just share some stories. That's what it's all about, is becoming a community home.
McKinley says all the previous employees of the theater still working there. And there's still popcorn. Find out more at wildhorsesteamboat.org. The Hayden Center is hosting a Galentine's soiree at 6 o'clock tonight with charcuterie boards and wine and bingo. You have to be 21 years old. In sports, the Colorado State Wrestling Championships start today at Ball Arena in Denver. Listen on KRAI 55 Country AM and 105.1 FM for live coverage of all the wrestlers here in Northwest Colorado. The U.S. Ski Team has announced the 2025 Alpine Junior World Championships team. Those on it from Stemo Springs Winter Sports Club are Jeremy Nolting and siblings Logan and Tatum Gross Didier. Junior Worlds are in Italy starting February 25th. Steamboat's Mia Sakowitz just won back-to-back mogul competitions in the Summit Open at Copper Mountain this last weekend. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.